This is VSiN's Bet the W. Here's your host, Danielle Albari.
This is Bet the W Show, live from NBA Summer League and WNBA All-Star Weekend. As you can see, Danielle Albari here and joined by the amazing Dana Mataya, who's already been taking advantage of betting some of this WNBA All-Star Weekend. We just came from the three-point contest, the skills contest that was going on Friday. Dano, what did you think of the early action so far?
I will say this. I saw Sabrina in the hallway, and I said, hey, I saw the script. You're winning the three-point contest. And she's like, you saw it? I'm like, yeah. And what did she do today?
Set a record for not only WNBA, but NBA three-point contest. Scored 38 points in the final round. 37. Missed just two balls, I believe. One of them a two-pointer. So the max score you can get for that, 40. She got 37, which they did announce was a record for both the men's and the women's three-point contest. Which I told you, I feel like the reason, the secret sauce, Courtney Vandersloot. Her teammate was there to give her the hug after the first round. And for those who don't know, Courtney Vandersloot.
Married to
Allie Quigley, who is the just four-time three-point contest champion. So I think that was the Sloot factor.
I love that.
You need her support.
I love that.
They coached her up.
Yeah. Do we touch on the skills challenge at all?
No. So the skills challenge, yesterday I did say I thought the Aces group would win. I was leaning heavily on Chelsea Gray, and now we can see that that was the correct way to lean because she definitely saved her and Kelsey's situation.
Yeah. I mean, you never see Kelsey Plum hit the side of a backboard on a three, but I will say I was out pretty late last night with a lot of WNBA people. I did see Chelsea Gray out very late. It doesn't matter. She's unstoppable.
She's a gamer.
Gamer.
Yeah, we were worried, oh, she's out late, not necessarily an issue for Chelsea Gray. We're going to get to see her in the All-Star game as well. Obviously a short shot for one of the MVP awards for the All-Star game. We were talking about this before even the earlier events, and I told you I think I could see a Jewel Lloyd situation happening for MVP for the All-Star game. She's been incredible for the Storm.
We got to tell her ourselves. We said, hey, Jewel, we just saw her coming over from Mandalay Bay. We saw her right by the restroom, and Jewel gave us a smile when we said she's our MVP pick. I think it's what, I mean, you talked about it yesterday when it was...
Much longer. Yeah. Today, plus 650.
Yeah. I mean, I still like it. I mean, I think guards do very well, especially, in this type of game where it's fast-paced, there's a ton of three shot. They have the four-point shot this year. There were maybe two made last All-Star game.
Right.
I think that also leans towards the under. We can touch that later, but... I do like a guard to win the MVP of this game either way. I just think they get a lot more opportunities.
Yeah, and I mean, the two team captains here, of course, are not guards. We have Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty and Asia Wilson from the Aces. They selected their teams, and something that I thought was suspect, I thought was questionable, was Asia Wilson went with three teammates out of the gate, right? I believe she took Chelsea first, I believe, and then she took...
Jackie
Young, who was also in the three-point contest. Not a great showing from Jackie in that, but that's okay because it does not necessarily where it counts in the long run. We care about her in game time.
Yeah.
And then took Kelsey Plum. So took three teammates out of the gate. So you have four aces on Team Wilson. And then Brianna Stewart's team, she did not select the New York Liberty until her third pick.
Yeah. I mean, heavy on UConn, heavy on Storm, heavy on Liberty, though. So, I mean, it's basically everyone she's already played with.
Right.
You think that's probably good for at least continuity's sake.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you've watched the Aces play this year, they've only lost two games. You got Becky Hammond coaching them. It's hard to bet against this Aces team.
Yeah.
I mean, this Aces team,
it's the,
Team
it's
Wilson.
It's the junior Aces, right?
Yeah, junior,
with
junior
some,
Aces.
With some
like
surprise co-stars.
Yeah. I mean, little nugget there. But, I mean, like, EDD was picked last by Team Wilson. Replaced by Ryan Howard.
Huge.
Who is on a tear, coming off a 40-point game recently. I think she's shooting over 50% from three last four games. So that's huge for that team. The spread is probably, what, 5.5 now, so?
5.5. It opened at 4.5 in some spots, but already bet up to 5.5 in most spots for this All-Star game and in favor of Team Wilson.
Yeah. I mean, I got some action down at 4.5 when it opened a couple days ago. I still like it at 5.5. I think I played up to 6, to be honest. I think Team Wilson wins by 10, especially in Las Vegas.
Well, and last year we saw the same team captains, and Asia's team won 134 to 112. So if we think that a repeat is happening. A game also tips off at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, which is 8:30 Eastern for those who are wondering. Actually, my Lyft driver on the way over today was like, is there still tickets available? I was like, yes, there is, sir. I better see you there. Like you mentioned, the total perhaps an under situation. We see 249.5 is the number right now. Mm-hmm. And again, 134 to 112 was the game last year, so 246 is where we landed last year.
I mean, we've seen, what, three straight unders now? I mean, it started with that, you know, comedic line that was like 298. Then none of us realized it was Team USA playing. that didn't even hit 200. I think a lot of these players will be going out tonight and having a good time. It's Las Vegas.
As they should.
Yeah. So I do like taking a little bit on the under, and I think even if there's a high-scoring first half, we know that defense will probably pick up a bit because teams do have some pride and still like to win. A lot of money be given out to charities from the winning team. So I think taking an under live at half also helps.
Okay. Would you rather bet it pregame or
I'm going to do a little bit, I think.
A little both?
Yeah.
I like that, too. I would lean under here, 249.5. I know in All-Star games, we tend to think that there's not going to be a ton of defense, but there is going to be just natural defense happening here with Asia Wilson leading in blocks right now, averaging over 2 per game. So, interesting matchup because on Team Stewart, they're going to have Breanna Stewart and Brittany Griner, which will be a size challenge for sure. But I still agree with you. I think that we look for the favorites here. -5.5, I'll still play, and I would go under the total. MVP, any other selections besides Jewel Lloyd, who we've already confirmed is going to win it, but just in case.
You know, somebody who's won a few different MVPs already, kind of like in Chelsea Gray at +1,000.
I looked at Chelsea.
Yeah. I mean, she's a gamer. She gets up for it. She did that with the skills competition today. She scores in a variety of different ways. I mean, we all know that she can pass and make a ton of assists. She could probably have a double-double tomorrow in points and assists if she plays enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's also another factor we have to think about is what is Becky going to do with her own players? So you don't want to risk anything possible happening, but I still love an opportunity for Chelsea Gray to get her third different type of MVP, Commissioner's Cup, WNBA Finals, WNBA All-Star. We saw an Aces player win it last year when Kelsey Plum got the little trophy.
Little trophy.
Little.
Yeah, we did see at the skills and the three-point challenge, the trophies were bigger. I know that Holly Rowe made a comment about that.
Yes.
We're hoping that the MVP trophy is much bigger from last year.
Yes.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you can find it on the internet. It is hilarious. It is hilarious to see what the MVP trophy looked like last year for poor Kelsey Plum. But before we move on, what do you think we're going to see from Aaliyah Boston in this? Just having a tear as a rookie this year. I mean, one of the top field goal percentages in the league, I believe top 4, and as a rookie.
You know, I bet you she's going to be the type of player, like just with her heart and mentality, that she's going to try really hard on defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's probably good for Team Wilson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they do have Cox on that team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, shout out Dawn Staley. So, I don't think she's going to be scoring a lot. Probably won't take that many shots.
I agree. That hurts her MVP odds.
Yeah. Saves it for, you know, the players that are veterans and whatnot. But still, I love having a player
there
like that anchoring our defense. She's starting, so
yeah,
that's good to know.
We're gonna see that. Now let's move on to the second half of the season, which is going to kick off next Tuesday when the games resume after the All-Star break. And we have win totals we can take a look at here. I've already mentioned this before. It's egregious. It's unbelievable. The Aces win total at the start of the season was 29.5, 30.5, 31.5 range. Now up to 35.5 in a 40-game season. So to bet the over here, you need them to win 36 of 40 games. Only 4 losses. They have 2 so far at the break. 1 to the Wings, 1 to the Sun. Both of those were after a bit of travel, a little bit of exhaustion factored in here. That's pretty much the only way these teams seem to be able to attack the Aces. But I do think it does a lot for the Dallas' confidence that they've actually already beat them. They're going to play them again in the second half.
Yep.
You looked at the Aces' second half schedule. What are your thoughts on this 35.5 win total?
Well, I was with you. I think this under could still hit because I think playing over at this point is crazy.
Yeah.
I wish I would have played more on over 30.5.
Yes, we all
my
know
my mistake. But Their schedule coming out of All-Star break until August is very easy. I think they should win 3 games comfortably, or 4 games comfortably, and then their schedule in September is very easy as well. It's that August chunk where they got to play the Mystics twice. They got to play New York 3 times. 4 times if you count Commissioner's Cup, but that doesn't count towards the actual standings, but it's still playing a really great team, really talented team multiple times, and I think New York at least wins 1 at home.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the Mystics have just shown that they can beat teams. Should be getting Elena Deladon back too healthy. So, I would probably wait until August when this number maybe climbs up 1 game. If it gets to 36.5 rather than 35.5, I would absolutely take the under there.
Imagine them winning 37 games.
Imagine them winning 38.
It's possible. It's possible for this Aces team. You mentioned two of the other top teams, too. And before we move on to more win totals, the Mystics. And also, I mean, let's just start with the Mystics. Elena Deladon hurt, ankle injury. Mm-hmm. Natasha Cloud been dealing with an ankle injury.
Yep.
Shakira Austin's been out with a hip injury. Mm-hmm. And the bench, not a lot of depth for them to work with here.
No.
So do you have any hope for the second half of the season for this Mystics team? Because I definitely was somebody very high on them going into the season. Now, I'm not so sure.
You know, I've been clowning Eric Thibault a lot online.
Taking over for dad.
Yeah, but what they're getting out of Brittany Sykes cannot be unnoticed.
Yeah.
She is really up to her level of performance. They're getting great minutes from Lee Mung, Shatori Walker-Kimbrough. So I really think that they should see an uptick. Their schedule's been probably middle of the pack as far as strength of schedule goes.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully you get Shakira back in probably 2 weeks. Elena should be fine. I'm not sure about Cloud, though. It was tweaked at practice.
Yeah.
But I do like the experience that these role players and bench players are getting. Tiana Hawkins, I think, outscored the Connecticut Sun in the third quarter the other day. Like, what is happening?
The Sun just have those dry quarters, which are so frustrating.
Second quarter the other day when I was on the first half spread.
Yeah.
Watching that at a sports book here in Vegas and just painfully crying. Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, I basically am not super high on the Mystics going into the second half of the season is where I was going with that. As far as other teams that can compete, I know that Dano is a New York Liberty fan, right? How are you feeling about your Liberty so far? Because I was talking with JVT on our Hardwood Handicappers podcast, also on VSiN, and I mentioned that maybe the Liberty were underperforming my expectations for them this season, some others' expectations as well, perhaps. And he said that's funny to say because they have 14 wins. But, you know, still underperforming for what we were expecting from this team, I think.
They could easily be 9-7, though.
Like, yeah.
This team has really lucked out some wins. And they've given away some easy ones, like losing to Chicago, holding a 19-point lead. They could have lost to the Fever the other day. Going up 18 in the fourth quarter and going on a 7-minute field goal drought, it's not acceptable from a team that we have these standards of. I'm sounding like a fan here, but as somebody who's on over 29.5 wins, I'm a little worried about it. Season does get a little bit harder. You got to play the Aces 3 times. They could easily just get swept.
Right.
You know, so I think some things will start to kind of work themselves out naturally. Nigel Laney is going to start playing a little bit better. Stewie is going to kind of find more efficiency in her game. And then what we've seen from Sabrina does give me some hope. I mean,
winning the 3-point contest is a great, great start to the second half of the season.
She's coming off a 34-point game, which they needed all of them to beat the Fever. Shouldn't be saying that, but I feel decent about it. I don't feel great about the Liberty, but I still think all roads lead to, you know, a Liberty Aces finals, and that's what we deserve as fans.
Yeah, and we're going to get to see it in the Commissioner's Cup as well, so that's coming up, and then I believe they play right after that as well, so a little bit of back-to-back action. But like I said, the Liberty falling short of my expectations, of the book's expectations. They've only covered 2 of their last 7 games going into the break. What do you think is the biggest reason, from what you've seen from the play so far, that this isn't as electric of a team as we thought it would be at this point?
At first it was rebounding, but they're starting to firm that up a little bit. I think it's just the movement and the cohesion. There are times, there are quarters where you watch this team and you're like, I see it. I see what the potential is.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still lacking in, one, an on-court leader to, like, when they have these droughts, to snap everybody out of it. And I think just pure discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, defensively, missing assignments. You can't rely on Benajah Laney to stop everybody. So,
yeah.
There's a lot to clean up,
yes,
but they have the talent to make that an easy job.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, and I just look at these pieces and go, this needs to be better, but I'm glad you mentioned Benajah Laney, because I was saying to JVT just yesterday, who's the dog on this team? Like, the Aces have a bunch of them, right? They got, like, on
many.
Any given night, somebody can fill that role.
Yes.
And it's not obviously a very analytical thing to say, but just who's that dog who's got the fight in them in this Liberty starting five? And I don't know who it is. It's Benajah, maybe.
Has to be.
Yeah,
has
which is not enough.
And
offense to Benajah. But
I love when Sabrina gets in her kind of like moment.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. I mean, she's great in the fourth quarter this year. I think she's like 3 spots behind Jewel Lloyd for leading in fourth quarter efficiency. So just Liberty, come on. I'm asking you. Show me what I've been waiting for. Let's win a championship.
Yeah. Yeah. Make it a series at least. Give us something exciting.
I don't want to see the Aces win in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that'll happen to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll start the therapy now. We'll get out in front of that. Before we sort of wrap things up here, any other win totals that are interesting to you? The Sparks are at 14.5. They're 7-13 straight up so far. The Dream, their win total is at 20.5. They're 11-8 so far. Anybody interesting?
Those totals are probably like right where I'd have them.
Yeah.
It's good to see the Dream kind of bounce back a little bit, but they've had a 6-game win streak. They've been relatively easy teams.
Yes.
But their schedule has been somewhat difficult. They've played the Sun a few times already. Incredible matchup coming up with the Liberty, July 27th. Ryan Howard, we saw the tweet. But I really love this Phoenix Mercury under. I already took it at 17.5, and I feel like I'm playing with house money a little bit. But if you look at their schedule, they have 6 winnable games left. And I mean that, like, for sure. They're not beating the Liberty. They're not beating the Aces.
No.
They got to play them a few times. They've had the second easiest schedule to date. 6 winnable games, only 2 of them are at home. And I say winnable, I'm talking the Storm, the Lynx, the Sky, and
again,
the
win
Fever.
A bowl, but winnable. Not guaranteed.
Yeah. I mean, I like to hope that our baby Fever are going to come back to life at some point.
We're cheering for them.
They're covering now. They're just not winning. Yes.
Which is actually I like because that's sneaky where people are thinking, oh, they're still losing and maybe we still get good numbers on them. So keep your eye on the Fever. Hopefully a resurgence after we get Nalissa back in the mix and a couple of things. Yeah. But I agree. I love that Mercury under. I feel bad that we have to say it. But the Mercury, I mean, I bring it up all the time. To miss playoffs before the season for the Mercury, 7-1, 9-1.
I still got it at 5.5-1.
Yeah.
Follow me on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah, follow him, DR Mattia, on Twitter. Yeah. Last thoughts on MVP for the entire season. Anybody you would put a play on here or anything you want to point out here? Because right now we're seeing Breanna Stewart at -320.
Yeah.
Like I said before we came on air, the most valuable player on her team.
Mm-hmm.
Asia Wilson at +320, the complete reverse here. And that's just because she's playing with, again, her all-star team is all aces.
Yep. I love that number for Asia. I think -350 because, like I said, I mean, I'm begging the Liberty to show me something, but we can easily see them slide.
Yeah.
So I think getting that value for Asia, one of the premier faces of the league, she won it. I mean, it's hard to win back-to-back MVPs for sure. I think there is some kind of voter fatigue
narrative.
Yeah. But I mean, more than that, I already have some on Alyssa Thomas at +5,000. Grabbed it.
Great price.
Preseason.
She's 19-1 now.
19-1, which I still love.
Still love. If someone wants a ticket, an Alyssa Thomas action.
Still love. I would add more there. I probably will before I leave Vegas. I have to.
Mm-hmm.
Can't bet that in New York, unfortunately. But the thing with her is, like, all these injuries are happening, and her usage is only going up.
Yeah.
She could potentially average a triple-double, and if they finish top 3 and she's averaging a triple-double, she might run away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, and it's a real possibility that she does that.
And I believe was not selected as a starter for All-Star and has been showing us how she feels about that lately.
That's a good point. I love that angle.
She's got fire. Mm. She's got fire in the belly. We love it. All right, before we wrap, win of the week, Dano.
Ooh.
Your win of the week. It can be betting. It can be non-betting. Mm. Mine is being here at All-Star Week. Look at us. I mean, look what we're doing.
Yes, this is so fun. I mean, you know, seeing you do your whole thing live has been a win for me. telling Sabrina that she's, you know, going to – I saw the script and she's going to win the three-point contest as a win. But hopefully – my win of the week is tomorrow, having Ons Jabeur win Wimbledon at +1400. I would love that. I'm waking up at 6 a.m., heading to the sportsbook to watch it. I hope I don't stay out too late.
Takes those days off. So follow Dano on Twitter, DR Mattia. Just keep up with his bets. He works with Her Hoop Stats. They do an incredible job over there as well with their information. So, Dano, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope Jewel Lloyd gets the MVP. I feel like Michael Scott when he, like, thought he saw Tina Fey. And, like, because I was in the restroom and he saw Jewel Lloyd and I missed her. I said, no, you're lying to me. And he's like, no, I saw Jewel Lloyd, MVP. No. Let's see it.
She smiled and said, we'll see. So, I mean, I feel good.
That's all I
needed. We can't not bet it now, though.
Yeah.
You know?
We have to. We have to back it
up. I mean, you brought it up literally 10 minutes before I saw her.
I think that's a sign from the universe.
Yes.
Follow Dano. You can find me at Danielle Avari. And follow Bet the W Show as well. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in action next week.